Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for May 8th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers Inn content. First up, I want to thank our May patron, Tyson. Thank you so much, Tyson, for being a patron of the Gamers Inn, and a shout out as well to our June patron, Spin. Thanks again for becoming a patron of the Gamers Inn, supporting the show directly at patreon.com/thegamersinn. Speaking of the show, this week, Travis will be on the show, returning guest, and he'll be talking about Ghostwire Tokyo, which is out on Xbox now after a year of console exclusivity on the PlayStation, but we're both playing it on the PlayStation. So it is, I've only just started, and I know Jocelyn talked about it about a year ago when it first launched, and I think the biggest takeaway that Jocelyn had that I'm also seeing in my initial playthrough or my initial play sessions is just the atmosphere. They absolutely nail it, and the way they've, you know, reproduced the setting in the game is really cool. And Travis actually traveled to Japan not too long ago, so he probably saw a lot of these locations in real life. So we'll talk about that. I've also got a copy of Darkest Dungeon 2 that I'm playing right now and plan to have thoughts to share on that shortly. Aim to have first impressions definitely on the show this week, and then might have to like delay up a bit further full impressions, because it is quite a beefy game. I did get a code for that one early, but I'm still working my way through it, so we'll talk about that one. Next week's the big one, you know? Next week is after the sequel to Breath of the Wild is out. Tears of the Kingdom will have launched by our episode next week, the week after the 12th. And I'm hoping Jocelyn will be able to return to the show for this one, because I know she's going to be playing it as well. She ordered or is going to order her copy of Tears of the Kingdom and play alongside her brand new pro controller that she managed to get her hands on. And we'll answer probably the most important question as to whether the steel poster is cool enough to warrant the cost of the Tears of the Kingdom Collector's Edition. So that is sort of on our plate for the next couple weeks. And of course, Tears of the Kingdom won't be contained to one episode. I'm sure it'll be something we talk about over the course of several episodes, including, I would assume, maybe like a spoiler discussion on the story, but we will hold on that for, I would think, a couple weeks, if not a month or so. So don't worry about it. And as always, or I try to, we will definitely note if we're going to be talking story spoilers past like the first 5 minutes. Like, I mean, we got to talk about some story stuff, but you know, if we start to get into the deep portion of Tears of the Kingdom, we will definitely note that we're going to talk about those beforehand. But of course, if you're avoiding all kinds of spoilers from gameplay to story, you might want to steer clear for a little bit until you've had a chance to play the game. Looking at Summoner's Call, our next episode will be next week. We'll have new heroes to go over. Plus, we'll share our thoughts on the latest mode to be added to the game, which is titled Seer's Snare. So looking forward to that launch on, I think it's May 14th that new mode launches. So we'll be talking about that. Looking at upcoming games, as I mentioned, Darkest Dungeon 2 launches on May 8th. Tears of the Kingdom's out on the 12th. LEGO 2K Drive is out on the 19th. Lord of the Rings Gollum is out on the 25th. And the System Shock remake is out on the 30th. Now, this is where I'd probably, you're assuming I'd say, oh, you know, I didn't get a chance to play Trails in the Sky, so, you know, not much of an update this week, but that's where you'd be wrong. I did play it. I played a good couple hours, you know, still not like the huge chunk you'd think you'd be able to fit in 2 weeks, but, you know, baby steps. So, yes, I played the game, and funny enough, I thought I was playing the prologue, but it turns out there's a small section of the game before the prologue. So right now I am in the prologue of Trails in the Sky, and here's what's happened so far. So we had our first battle. I gotta say the combat's pretty interesting. This is in the sort of dungeon sewers area that they send you in for your test to become a bracer. And, you know, you've got your move order on the left, and that shifts based on, I assume, speed of a character or depending on what moves you're using. So, for example, if you use an attack, you can attack right away. If you use an art, you got to queue that up. You got to prepare your spell. And then you can use what's called I want to say it's like a combat move, but that's not right. I'm spacing on it, but there's another move where you have to use your combat points, and those work automatically, but they're more powered up moves. So you have to earn those combat points, and you get those combat points by, being in combat. Every attack you do, I think it's every attack. I don't think it's every defense, but either way, a pretty interesting setup there. And of course, you can use items, you can run away if you need to, but in this specific dungeon, you have to complete it, defeat all the monsters, and move on. So the other thing is, it's kind of a grid-based combat. So you have to move towards your enemies to do melee combat. So you have sort of a range that your character can move within their turn. So if you are doing a melee attack, even if it's an instant attack, you have to be able to be in range of the character. So if you're not in range, I honestly haven't done it because I'm like, well, why would I? No, that's not true. I have done it. So basically what it does is it just automatically moves your character closest to that enemy you're targeting. And then the next turn comes around and you make your decision of what you want to do, whether you want to attack or use an art or something. But anyways, I finished the first dungeon. I passed my test. I'm now a member of the Bracers Guild, and I'm thinking, okay, let's head back home. Let's tell Father that we've succeeded. But no, we have to save some snot-nosed kids who decide to go off into a dangerous area. So we go there. They're in a tower, so we're going to save these kids. They've managed to get into a tower. They're surrounded by monsters. And this is where another interesting thing popped up. You get an option as Estelle and Joshua to either Estelle runs in because she sees the kids that are surrounded by monsters, or you can choose to rush in as a pair with Joshua, or wait for tell Joshua let's go, as opposed to just running off without saying anything. And I don't know if that had like gameplay implications or if it's just like a dialogue thing, but what happened next did reflect the choice in the sense that when we shifted the scene to the kids, Estelle runs in, takes out one of the monsters, and then Joshua runs in shortly after and takes out another monster. So instead of having to fight five, we're fighting three. And I don't know if I had chose the first one, if that had meant Estelle would have just took out a monster and Joshua would have like come along during combat. I don't know. I don't know if I'd prefer if it changed, maybe if it kept it to just a dialogue option, but anyways, you save the kids, you're scolding the kids for running off, and then a monster appears, and then your dad ends up saving you. You go back home, you make dinner, it surprisingly goes well. There's a lot of jokes about burning curtains. And then you find out that your father has to leave on business for a month. Stell's not too happy about that, but we have to pick up the jobs that her father has left behind. So we go to do that. That's where the prologue starts. And so far, I've made it through the first sort of job that we're offered, which is to go to a farm and deal with some monsters. And I ended up letting them go because they suffered a great thrashing from Estelle. So those monsters probably won't go back to that farm anytime soon. And that's kind of where I left off. That's as far as I got. So, you know, it's a fun game. Honestly, it's been so long since I've played sort of a more old school RPG that it's kind of been nice to get back to that. My understanding is that this was originally a PSP game ported to the PC, released in 2004. So, you know, by no means are the graphics like 2020 era, but they've been upgraded at least enough on the PC that they feel like sort of they feel old school, but they're still they still work for the gameplay. And honestly, I find myself kind of wondering like, oh, I wonder what the more recent games look like in the franchise. And I took a quick look, and I know that's like six games from now, but Yeah, so far I'm enjoying it. I'm going to stick with it. We'll have more update corners in the near future, so stay tuned for that. And maybe we'll get out of the prologue. Who knows? We'll have to see. But until then, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great couple weeks.